This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to give you the number to go ahead and give us a call at any time. I got to respond to some of these top chat listeners and respond to some of their comments, folks, because it is ignorance in action. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. One individual just said, you know what, I agree with, you know, pretty much everything you say, but this anti-vaccination stuff is just, it's incorrect. A brand new letter today, message from Dr. Michael's wife, brand new. Florida, pro-vaccination, Dr. Gregory Michael, dead after getting COVID vaccine. Yeah, well, you know what? With all due respect, the fact of the matter is prevention is better than cure, and you can look at it as to how you want to look at it, but this narrative that you're drinking in concerning the propaganda that's filling your cup of Kool-Aid, you can rest assured. We played some audio yesterday while you were busy following and worshiping your idol there in Washington, D.C., but you can rest assured, friends, that we are giving you information that pulls the rug from these propagandists and these criminals, because criminals they are. We just found out yesterday that Mr. Fauci, same script, same narrative, same players, 10 years ago were pushing the same exact thing. The difference is they've got a massive amount of ignorance that they can now begin to mold. And it's people such as yourself that say, you know, I agree with pretty much everything you say, but this anti-vaccination stuff is just over the top. Here, let me go back to this. And I did not plan this to start the show off with, but I need to, just to silence ignorance right off the bat. Pro-vaccination, Dr. Gregory Michael, dead after getting COVID vaccine. A letter from his wife. The love of my life, my husband, Gregory Michael, MD, an obstetrician that had his office in Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died the day before yesterday due to a strong reaction to the COVID vaccine. This is coming from his wife. He was a very healthy 56-year-old man, loved by everyone in the community, delivered hundreds of healthy babies, and worked tirelessly through the pandemic. It's the plandemic. He was vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine at MSMC, that's the acronym for Mount Sinai Medical Center, on December 18th. 3 days later, he saw a strong set of red patches indicating blood leaking from his capillaries under the skin, on his feet and hands, which made him seek attention to the emergency room at MSMC. The blood count that was done at his arrival showed his platelet count to be zero. A normal platelet count ranges from 150,000 to 450,000 platelets per microliter of blood. He was admitted into the ICU with a diagnosis of acute ITP, immune a purpura caused by a reaction, it's hard to see, friends, to the COVID vaccine. A team of expert doctors tried for 2 weeks to raise his platelet count to no avail. Experts from all over the country were involved in his care, and no matter what they did, his platelets count refused to go up. He was conscious through the whole process, but 2 days before a last resort surgery, he got a hemorrhage stroke caused by the lack of platelets that took his life in a matter of minutes. Let me end with the fact that she wrote, he was a pro-vaccine advocate, and this is what he got himself. Okay, so you can go ahead and say whatever you want to say, okay? You can keep going on with your bad selves. You just keep going the same direction that you're going, because the fact of the matter is we have wives now sharing letters with the world that he just got his COVID-19 vaccination, and now he's not here any longer to talk about it. And yes, he was a doctor, and yes, he was pro-vaccination. Now, I suppose in many of your minds, you look at it as hate to actually warn people to from destroying themselves. And yet, this is the love of the Bible, friends. You know, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right? It's love to warn people and to make known their sin before a just and a holy God by the use of the law and the hand of Christ. Galatians 3:24, going back to the New Testament, the Old Testament, Psalm 19:7. But to some people, it looks like hate. They've taken on the spirit of the world, friends, because they fail to understand that faithful are the wounds of a friend. But these are the people that call love kisses of an enemy are deceitful. They drink in the kisses of their enemies, friends. They listen to everything that they tell them. They listen to those that are teaching them to put darkness for light and light for darkness and sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. Friends, that's what they listen to. And they look at a message like this as hate for telling them the truth and showing people the fruit of what these vaccinations are. Outside of the fact that we've already been told by several doctors and the tens of thousands and the hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global basis that this is nothing but a scam. As a matter of fact, Dr. Martin called it yesterday. We played audio from him. He called it a criminal conspiracy. And again, as I just started off a couple moments ago, I know that some people were too busy worshiping their idol yesterday that they didn't take the time to understand that these are the same doctors that are telling you that there's over 400 adverse side effects to these vaccinations. We spent time yesterday, and I'm going to play the audio again today, and it's called Death by Vaccination, because these are the numbers that the mainstream media is withholding from the people, such as yourself, because they don't want you to come to the realization that you are being lied to. But there's always going to be a faithful witness that the Lord's going to raise up. He's always going to use a faithful witness that delivers souls and that tells people the truth, regardless if they like it or not. That is real love. When I do high school assemblies, when I do colleges, I give them an analogy, a parable, if you like to say, of a true story out in the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. I've seen them, by the way, out on the mountains in Denver, Colorado, outside of Denver, Colorado area. And it's interesting, these windy mountains, they go around these particular areas, and they noticed that cars kept going over the end of the cliff, the top of a precipice, and they would crash at the bottom to their own destruction. But what did those smart people do when they seen people keep going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom of their own destruction? Did they put up a sign stating warning or go this way or arrows saying safety is this way? Absolutely not. A concerned committee got together and they said that they needed to remedy the problem. You know what their remedy was, people? They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And people such as yourself that refuse to hear the truth carry the same mentality, and then you sit around and wonder why destruction takes place. You deserve what you get. Moving on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to tell you what, stupid is stupid. You just sometimes can't fix stupid because they're stupid on purpose. And there's a lot of stupid people in this country. And if you go to Webster's 1828, you'll find the word stupid there. There is an actual definition. You know what it means? Dull and insensible, even when it comes to their own care. And folks, that's exactly where we're at today. No matter how many times you show these people the truth of the matter, friends, they still want to look at the people that are telling them the truth of the matter as being a part of the problem because they don't want to have to take responsibility. And guess what, friends? That's why this nation is being judged in a big way. And judgment it is. You want to check us out online? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I say that because men need to be told things twice, right? Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, Moses, Moses, Aaron, Aaron, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, that's the third one. That one was free. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the right side. Our platform is up there, friends. Restrictions are falling down on our sites again, even today. Unwarranted, illegal, as they are. And I just wanted to let you know we're always over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, that platform right now. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there. Click onto the video and platform in which we are on today. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic. I'm going to kind of dance around a little bit. I'm going to play a lot of audio for you today. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Speaking of which, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Listen to Chris James. He just posted this. My dad worked for both the DOD, Department of Defense, and Homeland Security. He said you can't just take over a federal building and do what we saw today without some help from the inside. That is true. Oh, P.S., for those that did not get the posted note, keep in mind, people saw the buses of Antifa and Black Lives Matters and the provocateurs that are bought and paid for by agencies within your government. They seen them being dropped off onto the streets to create the domestic insurrection that you've seen yesterday. And you can rest assured, friends, it's been sensationalized in so many different ways. As a matter of fact, Tim Brown just signed this, sealed it and signed it off to those that are reading articles from such as Matt Agarist, former military guy. Capitol Police, friends, this is why you got to take your time. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Just give it a little time, friends, and you'll always see the truth of the matter. Why? Put that up to Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Matt Agarist reports today on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The Capitol Police deliberately opened gates for who? The provocateurs. Let MAGA protesters in, allegedly, then pose for selfies. The video's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The video's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Okay, friends? Just so you know, we're giving you backed up information to reaffirm every point that we make, to confirm the stance that we are taking. And again, I want you to go over there. I'm actually posting them right now on our social media platform so you can see the videos yourself. Folks, these are provocateurs. Several events that I've done, we've watched provocateurs bought and paid for come into our events and protest us. They're provocateurs. This is, folks, history repeating itself. Let me go back one more time and read Chris James. He just posted this. My dad worked for both the DOD and Homeland Security. He said, you can't just take over a federal building and do what we saw today without some help from the inside. He said, this was orchestrated by members of the Senate and the members of the Capitol Police. Oh, that is just so far-fetched, Brad. That's lunacy, man. That's just crazy that you would even suggest that they would take a course. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Who's being accused of these alleged crimes and this rioting that allegedly happened yesterday? By the way, I had several friends there. Was it as bad as they wanted you to believe it was? Absolutely not. I'll furnish the pictures. I'll create the war. Who said that? William Randolph Hearst. Give them the pictures. They'll create the war. That's what the media does. That's what useful idiots do to themselves. They just don't realize it yet. Okay? Just wanted to make sure that you understood there's no truth in these people. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. Well, let's take it a step further, friends. Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd? You know, I've highlighted this before, and I'll just highlight it again just for a moment if you don't mind. But do you guys remember this COVID relief bill that was just passed a week and a half ago? Do you remember it had nothing to do with almost, right? It says COVID. The bill that contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia. Do you remember this? $134 million to Burma. The $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment. Do you remember the bill that passed $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan? $505 million to Belize, right? Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. The $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business. Do you remember the bill that was passed under COVID-19, right, for the good of the people that had very little to do with the people except their $600 checks, which the government had no business sending to anybody neither? Do you remember the $1 billion for the Smithsonian, the additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art? Do you remember this? Do you also remember that Donald Trump signed the bill? I just want to make sure we all understand as to who was at these protests yesterday. Why they were there at these protests yesterday. Well, many of them were there to support the same guy that just signed this bill. And they still haven't figured out that he is the bell sheep. They still haven't figured out there's no difference between Biden and Donald Trump. Folks, because this bill alone, if you can't see it for what it is treason against me and you. This is where our coffers have been robbed by those that are supposed to represent the American people and uphold the American law and to maintain order. What are they doing? Just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, if you go over to that of even what took place yesterday, wasn't it Donald Trump basically the one responsible for getting all those protesters there in the first place? Matter of fact, Michael said this is from the person who told a mob to march on the Capitol building, who also turned on his supporters, right, and told them to now go home. Do you want to listen to the voice of surrender, friends? Because you're being conditioned by a totalitarian government to take it no matter what, to give you the impression that there's absolutely nothing that you can do concerning these foreign powers that are at work against we the people in this country. Here is the voice of surrender, and I want you to listen carefully. This is the president of the United States of America who has continuously failed to prosecute the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens. And I'm here to remind you that nobody highlighted the crimes more than the Clintons, the Obamas, and the Bidens more than Donald Trump, who fails to execute the laws in which he promised to execute. Listen to this.
I know you're pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now.
Yeah.
We have to have peace.
A false peace.
We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great...
Hang on a second. Go ahead and hold up on that. Pause that, please.
We don't want anybody...
We want peace. Not the peace of God that passeth all understanding, folks. Not peace according to the end of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. No, peace according to what the totalitarians and the tyrants want. The message that he's given to the American people is, okay, guys, just go home now. I got you here. I continuously create domestic insurrection. Joe Biden's doing it today. I did it yesterday. And now all of a sudden when it happens, then what we want to do, the media is going to come in, play the blame game concerning those that are standing up against corruption, just like they just did. And then the president, the one that called them there in the first place, is saying, we want peace. By the way, this video and this audio that I'm playing has been found out, friends, to be pre-recorded. Just so you understand that everything that happens in politics is first planned. Bradley Dean didn't say that. Nope. Who said that? President Roosevelt said that back in the 30s. And it's the same game that's being played on the ignorant in this country today. No wonder why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Listen to the rest of this.
Buddy hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened where they could take it away from all of us.
Where they can take it away from me. Did you hear what he said?
Election.
When they take it away from me.
Play into the hands of these people.
This is insane.
Peace.
Listen to what he's saying.
We love you. You're very special.
Yeah, you're very special.
You see what happens.
You're my children, say
it. Others are treated.
Trump, yeah.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At
Elaine Chao will resign from her post as the head of the Department of Transportation. Chao, whose husband is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will resign effective January 11th. Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden says the violence at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday was one of the darkest days America has ever seen.
Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
President-elect Biden also announcing that he's nominating Merrick Garland to be his attorney general. Biden also announcing other nominees for the Justice Department, saying he's bringing back a pillar of independence and integrity. Biden saying his team will serve as the American people's lawyers, not the president's law firm. USA Radio News. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
American Airlines is no longer serving alcohol on flights to and from Washington, D.C., following several incidents of what it calls politically motivated aggression. The airline not providing any details on any of the incidents, but says one confrontation between a Trump supporter and fellow passenger aboard an American Airlines flight was posted on social media. They're also asking staff to be extra vigilant in flights departing from the nation's capital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, Pickle, we're going to play that. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's get to it because we've got only an hour. I want you, listen, you know what? I just noticed the numbers dropped about 50, and that's okay. We understand there's going to be leaving in the lump. And the Bible tells us that we're to purge that leaving, that we have a new lump, and we're good. Just like when Jesus said in John 6, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have no part with me. That's right. So that's okay. That's what the preachers do. I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword to divide from those sheep and from those goats, from the lies and from the truth. That's totally fine. Matthew 10:34. But I want you to hear again, out of his own mouth. I didn't put any words into his mouth. This is Donald Trump basically telling the people previous to this, friends, this coming from Michael, this from the person who told a mob to march on the Capitol building, then he gets a million people there, and then he turns on his followers and then tells them to go home in peace. This is what Donald Trump said. And by the way, I want to reiterate the point. Folks, this was pre-recorded. This was all pre-planned, just like yesterday was pre-planned. You heard during the break, Joe Biden, who should be prosecuted by the people of this country for treason, Article 3, Section 3, who Donald Trump fails to prosecute, then surrenders, throws in the towel, and tells the people, they're so evil, they're so evil. They took it away from me, he said. They took it away from you, he said. Does that sound presidential? Does that sound like the commander-in-chief? Or does that sound like someone that's selling you out? Now, if you didn't listen to the last segment concerning the pork and the omnibus bill funding our enemies, our sworn enemies in many cases, I can't help you, man. This was the guy that many people went to support. They want him to be, they're begging for judgment. They want him back. Hey, folks, what you're afraid Biden's going to do to you, Donald Trump has been doing to you for 5 years. I've proven it to you 100 times. The problem you're having is you're not willing to take the curtain and pull it back to see the truth of the matter. And it's pretty simple. That's all you have to do is listen to the last segment again. Because I've shared the information with you every step of the way as to how you're being sold out. Just listen to this. It tells us in Leviticus 26, verse 14, but if you will not listen carefully unto me, and will not do all of my commandments. What does he mean? In bringing those that violate God's moral law to justice. Verse 15, and if you shall despise my statutes, or your soul shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, not suggestions, that you break my covenant, listen to what the Lord said he would do to you in verse 16. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning og that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. Is that what's happening right now? Over this pandemic, over the last 9 and 10 months, friends, did you know that billionaires globally have increased their wealth 27%? Just thought I'd share that with you. The Lord said in verse 17, I will set my face against you. You shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Oh, I can bring that home right now. Getting emails from people that should know better. You know, I'm going to just kind of pull off. I'm going to get off these platforms because I got to stay focused on what's going on here. I said, man, you need to run to the fight, not from the fight. Put that up against Psalm 78, verse 9. Going on, verse 18, and if you will not, this is where we're at, and if you will not for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain. Your land shall not yield her increase. You have a government coming in and shutting down your businesses unlawfully and unconstitutionally. Neither shall the trees of the land yield forth their fruits. By who? Them that hate you shall reign over you. Where do they? Now, if everybody obeyed God and obeyed the laws of the land, they would understand, as Joe Biden's calling you insurrectionists, as if to suggest because you're standing up against his tyranny and his crimes and his treason against we the people, he's browbeating you. This is what totalitarianism, friends, looks like. This is what it looks like. He's name-calling anybody that stands on the side of law. That's exactly what he's doing, and he's browbeating. And what is Donald Trump doing? He's throwing in the towel. Folks, he's been selling you supporters out for how long? Well, it's the best we've got. No, it's not. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. Put that up against 2 Chronicles 19:2. Listen to the rest of what Donald Trump said real quick.
The hands of these people. We have to have peace.
Peace.
So go home.
False peace.
We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But go home and go home in peace.
Yeah. We know how bad and evil and wicked these people are. But just go home. Does anybody have ears to hear this? Just go home in peace. Peace according to who? Who wins, Mr. Trump? The law that maintains our freedoms? Or the bad guy that means to upend the U.S. Constitution and put in a foreign government in its place? Which one? What did he say? Jesus said in John 16:33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In Christ you will have peace, a peace that passeth all understanding. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Does anybody hear that? I do too. I totally hear that. Folks, we have to do our due diligence, John 7:17. We have to know the truth of the matter. Nobody in their right mind, and I'm not going to get caught up into these two clowns in the circus of politics, both Trump and Biden, because they work for the same powers, friends, that are tolerated by you, the people in this country. Either you put a stop to this, friends, or they're going to continuously assail you. You can rest assured it's going to get 7 times worse. Either you're going to obey God's commandments and do what he commands you, on the behalf of your posterity, or you're going to continuously succumb to these totalitarianists, these globalists that mean to overthrow you, and here you have the impotent commander-in-chief, if you want to call him that, saying, you know what, there's nothing we can do about it. They took it away from me. They took it away from you. Are you kidding me? He said it. He said it, man. You know what? To all you supporters of Donald Trump that are in D.C., if you're there for the magnification of the law against crime, I'm with you. We're in this thing together. But the fact of the matter is, you have a guy that is not enforcing the laws. And Psalm 12:8 is very clear when it says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are lifted up. That's what we're up against. The people, hey folks, the message isn't to Donald Trump or to Joe Biden. The message is to the people from heaven that you need to take responsibility. You need to uphold the commandments. You know what you have in front of you right now. You know the tyranny that has been played out. You've been robbed of everything that you have. They're continuously assailing you. They're trying to talk to you like you're little kids. And what's interesting about it is you have Joe Biden, you have Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Donald Trump, and the list goes on. Folks, I mean, of the baser sort, trying to guide you, trying to control your lives when they can't even control their own lives. That's what you're submitting to. Put it up against 1 Kings 13:33. You, again, will understand perfectly. I wanted to play this next audio for you, too. Governor in the state of Minnesota, he says, listen, folks, the governor in Minnesota relaxes restrictions on bars, restaurants, entertainment venues, and the such. Do you realize by submitting to this tyranny that you're giving other civil officers to violate you at will without a care of consequence if there is one? I'm here to remind you that this governor has no more business telling you what to do with your business, your bars, your restaurants, your entertainment venues. He has no business whatsoever telling you how you're supposed to live your life. If you violate the law, that's a different story. But if you abide by the law, I'll tell you what, it's a whole different story. And it's interesting, guys like me who are magnifying the law against insurrectionists, those said representatives that are acting outside of their scope of authority, they want you to believe guys like me are domestic terrorists. Isn't that right, you little commies? Isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. I want you to listen carefully to this. Bar service, they begin to tell businesses what they can open to, 50% capacity, 25% capacity, so on and so forth. But what I want you to particularly hear here is the fact that they said the bars and the restaurants and the businesses need to close by 10 o'clock. Why? Because they detected that the hours of 9 p.m. to close were prime for the spread of COVID-19 in places that serve alcohol. I did not make this up, friends. Now they even have a time frame, friends, as to when COVID spreads the most. Wait a second. Isn't this the same governor that's now under investigation concerning all the fraudulent testings and death certificates that have been made in the state of Minnesota? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. See, what's happening on a nationwide basis is anybody stands up against their tyranny, they're trying to weed you out. They're trying to weed you out. I'm here to tell you, men that are watching me and listening to me right now, men don't follow titles. They follow courage. And the only way that you're going to get courage is when you follow the Christ. He makes his righteous bold as lions. That means forward to danger. They're scared to death. The people in this country are going to wake to their tyranny, and the little game that they're playing on your dime, on your lives, and what it is that you have, you are being sold out, friends, but I'm here to tell you they're scared to death that you're going to wake up and begin to deal with their tyranny. And if you dare stand up against their tyranny outside of having Donald Trump throw in the towel and capitulate instead of enforcing the laws against the likes of Joe Biden, what does Biden do? He gets on the radio, right? Television, and he starts accusing people that are standing up against his lawlessness as insurrectionists. Folks, that's called using the law against the law. Put that up against Revelations 12:10 when you get a moment. He's the accuser of the brethren, and he can see the fruit of it all over his wicked tree. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I got a guy right now on Top Chat saying, you know what, this is going to happen no matter who's in the office. No, it's not. No, it's not. When you look at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, how does it start off with? That the government has inherited the world and it's theirs to give? Or does it start out with we the people? Does it tell us in the Declaration of Independence that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people? Yep, that's what it says. See, when the people don't want to govern themselves, this is what happens. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said in contrast? He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is that where we're at today? Answer the question. Yes, I'm answering it for you. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. They're scared to death that you're going to wake up. Never live your life where the enemy's not afraid of you. Never live your life where your enemy's not afraid of you. Quit kowtowing to these cowards. Everything they do is in dark. Everything they do is in secret. And we get to see what they do in secret as to what's being played out on us on a daily basis in this country. I, for one, am tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm certain that you are as well. There's no doubt in my mind that you're sick and tired of it. But the fact of the matter is you're going to have to do more than just talk about the problem. You're going to have to address the problem and deal with the problem, friends. This is what they're scared of. You know, many people are saying, you know what, Tim Walz, I'm going to play this audio for you. I was just highlighting the fact that he's relaxing the restrictions on bars, restaurants, and entertainment. I'm here to tell you that there was hundreds of restaurants and businesses in this state that didn't listen to a word he said. So don't take from the propagandist, friends, that everybody's going along with this tyrant, because they are not. I'm telling you what's happening. Things are getting hot. People are beginning to take it to their front door of the capitals. By the way, the capitals are ours, not theirs. Okay? So when they report to you, they rushed the capitol and, you know, they're surrounding the capitol and the governors are having to put fences around the capitol. Well, I can tell you why they're putting fences around the capitol, because they're not serving the people and the people are wide awake to it, right? Remember the Gadsden flag with the snake that's ready, with his eyes wide open, ready to strike at his enemies? This is the spirit the American people are beginning to take on. And those tyrants in office are beginning to take notice that things are getting a little bit too hot. You can rest assured, friends. I want to say this again for the record. I desire reformation, not revolution. And when you see revolution, like what you're being told by the propagandists again as to what happened in Washington, D.C., you can rest assured that that was all paid for by the people that were dropped off in the buses, right, from the buses in Washington, D.C., as paid provocateurs. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you, because I know it from firsthand experience as to how it works. See, their problem is when guys like, they attack guys like me, and then ministries are birthed out of it. That's what they're scared of, friends. They mean to demonize you. They mean to polarize you. They mean to beat you down to nothing, and they hope that you just go away. Wrong guy. Wrong guy. And it should be your story, too. Wrong woman, wrong man. It's time to stand up and do the stuff, right? All honor lies out on the battlefield. All honor's on the battlefield, friends. It truly is. I'm not talking about taking up arms. I'm talking about dealing with tyranny lawfully. Because you can rest assured there's people in civil government all over this country that are sick and tired of what's going on, too, and they need your help. Let me go and play this audio, and then I'll take some phone calls. We got Governor Walz relaxing restrictions on bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Also keep in mind, around the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, there's protesters all in front of the Capitol right now. So listen to the tone from this tyrant and plant, Governor Walz in Minnesota. Listen to this.
Hi there, Rena. Yeah, obviously the changes to the COVID dial taking a big backseat to what is happening in Washington. So the governor today first acknowledged what is happening in our nation's capital with this presentation.
I just want to take just a moment to assure Minnesotans that the situation here is calm and stable.
Governor Walz calling for peace here in Minnesota while referencing his call with Republican Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka, saying both believe in
Gazelka's worthless, by the way. He's worthless.
Our politics gets to the point where everything becomes so fractured. It's very difficult, and it's very difficult to run society that way.
The governor then turned to his plan presentation, scaled back because of the dynamic day, but one that shows a distinct change in the so-called
But your sacrifices have changed this trajectory. We've asked much of you, Minnesota, and you've risen to the occasion.
Starting January 11th, indoor dining at bars and restaurants can open at 50% capacity.
They never had to close.
Per table, maximum 150.
They never had to close.
Gyms remain capped at 25%, but maximum capacity there jumps to 150 people. Outdoor events go to 25% capacity. Indoor events like bowling alleys, movie theaters, and museums also 25%, up to 150 people, and even wedding receptions can resume with food, 15 people outdoors, 10 people indoors.
Listen to
all
this.
Of this possible,
listen to this dictatorial, unconstitutional.
Because of what everyone
government.
Has done, we've slowed the spread.
No, they haven't.
To turn our dial.
No.
We're in a place right now with vaccines. If we get this right, it's our hope that we just continue
the vaccines,
to move back to
friends. Remember, this was the same.
Move back to
go
normal,
ahead and play that back. The same players 10 years ago. We played this yesterday. The same players in the same exact script was played out 10 years ago. It failed miserably because they pushed too hard and too quick, and it backfired on them. 10 years later, concerning their kids, Look what they've got. They've got a bunch of fools walking around with diapers on their face. And what does it say on that little mask that they're telling you that you have to wear? Again, no delegated authority, no constitutional authority in telling you to do anything. But what does it say on that little tag? It does not prevent virus. It tells you right on the tag. Take it off. Put it. Go ahead and read the little tag. I've read it for you several times. Why would they be telling you to? Oh, as a matter of fact, when this first started, remember, they were dangerous to wear. And then all of a sudden, little Fossey, the little rat, the little bureaucrat comes out. And what does he do? Oh, you better put them back on. Yeah. Confusion by design. Daniel 9:7. My goodness, friends. Now, I got to do this, and I'm going to take these phone calls. Oh, my goodness. Vaccines and deaths. Vaccine deaths. I want you to listen to this. If I can't get to the callers, do forgive me, but I have to stick to the topic. I'll do my best. But I do want to get to this, and I want you to hear this, because this is from David Knight, the David Knight Show, and it's called Vaccine Deaths, Adverse Effects, and this is the information they're withholding from the people in this country as to the number of people that are dying left and right from the vaccinations. Listen to this.
Take a look at the vaccine now. The Trump vaccine.
The Trump vaccine, he called it. He's right.
Over the last several days, this is a Pfizer vaccine primarily, has been rolling out around the world. We've had a Swiss patient die shortly after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. An Israeli man died just 2 hours after receiving his first dose. And then in Lucerne, last Wednesday, one of the first people in the country to receive the Pfizer vaccine died. But, of course,
we didn't hear about that.
Out, yeah, we're seeing this over and over again. They're putting it out to people who are elderly. And by definition, if you're elderly, you probably have several comorbidities.
Gosh.
Or people who are already sick and maybe not even elderly. But they,
MSNBC failed to report this, friends. Fox News failed to report this. The local media useful idiots, they failed to promote this. They failed to share with the people that people are dying from the vaccinations. Leviticus 17:11. Leviticus 19:19, friends.
The vaccine is.
Do you see how this works? They don't want anybody standing against their narrative because there's billions of dollars made off of the ignorance of the people that are taking them.
Another coronavirus vaccination.
David Knight.
Of an elderly Swede, 84-year-old Swedish man, said to have died of suspected cardiac failure a day after being vaccinated.
Whoa.
With coronavirus.
Whoa.
Death has been reported.
Didn't hear about that.
Investigation. But he's said to have had multiple underlying illnesses. Well, nobody cared about that when it was COVID, right? Oh, no. They died from COVID. And they would say, well, it's still a death from COVID, even if it just they were going to die in a few months and they died earlier because of the stress of that. The stress of the vaccine, which, one healthy young nurse said, I had a fever that went up to 105 degrees. That is above the threshold of high. That is dangerous. Now, if you have somebody who is elderly, who has comorbidities, and they get a dangerously high fever like that, do you think that might be the cause of their death? No. Of course not. That'd be foolish to think something like that.
Yeah.
26% of the population in Sweden.
Then he starts to tell you about the people that are refusing. You can go ahead and close that down. It's the end of the show here, friends. I want to say this, friends. It's time for you to understand that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. William and Catherine Booth, the founders of Salvation Army. Now, that doesn't mean to go out and cause violence or to stir up trouble, unwarranted trouble. No, folks, that's all you have to do to get in trouble today is to tell the truth. But I would suggest to you that it's time for you to get radical. It's long overdue. And to be quite honest, my lungs have been filled with the air coming out of this mouth over and over and over again for not just days and weeks and months, but for years and decades telling you the same thing. And we here at the Sons of Liberty have been practicing just that. We need help out there, friends, in more ways than you know. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.